You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis's visit to Sweden for the joint commemoration of the Reformation comes as the culmination of 50 years of patient dialogue between Lutherans and Catholics who'll be recommitting themselves to shared witness and service. That's the view of the Lutheran World Federation's Assistant General Secretary for Ecumenical Relations, Reverend Dr. Kaisa-Marie Hintikka, who has been closely involved in preparations for the events in the southern Swedish cities of Lund and Malmö. The Pope and the Lutheran leaders will preside together at a prayer service in Lund Cathedral before travelling together to a sports stadium in Malmö for a celebration of common commitment, organised by the Catholic Confederation Caritas Internationalis and by the Lutheran World Service. Ahead of these historic events, Susie Hodges spoke to Reverend Hintikka to find out more about the ecumenical significance of the Pope's presence in Sweden.
I think we already have gained something new when we say that the Lutherans and Catholics are hosting together, and that means actually that Pope Francis is the host from the side of the Catholic Church, and from the side of the Lutheran World Federation we have the General Secretary and the President of LWF hosting the whole event. It is an event which is building for 50 years of faithful and careful dialogue and theological reflection by the Lutherans and Catholics. So it is not just about what Lund can gain or what we do there, but it's to acknowledge what we have been able to do during these 50 years, which is quite some remarkable. If you think about the situation in mid-1960s when we started the dialogues and where we are now together with the Joint Declaration on Doctrine of Justification in 1999 and now the latest Lutheran Catholic dialogue document from Conflict to Communion, which is the first time that the Lutherans and Catholics actually have been able to tell the story of the Reformation together in a global level. And on that we want to build through a stronger joint commitment for witness to the world and for service to our neighbour.
Why is this 500th anniversary event taking place in Sweden, where the LWF was founded, rather than in Germany, where Luther's Reformation began?
Well, in LWF, when preparing for the Reformation anniversary, one of our core understandings has been that the Reformation, even though it has its roots deep in German soil, in North European soil, it is a global citizen today. Of course, Sweden is not that far from Germany and from that historical ground for the Reformation. But Sweden is an important place for the Lutheran World Federation. It was in 1947 that the Lutheran World Federation was actually founded in Lund, in Sweden. But then also the Cathedral of Lund has a history of 1,000 years, which includes both Catholic and Lutheran history. And maybe we want to bring these together, and that's part of our telling our joint history and the history of the Reformation together as well.
Okay, you talked about Catholics there. Many Catholics see the Reformation as the beginning of the decline of Christianity in the West and find it hard to celebrate such an event. What would you say to them?
Well, we need to keep in mind, and that we have been keeping in mind when preparing, not just by Lutherans for the Reformation anniversary, but as a whole ecumenical family, and particularly when we've been preparing for the Lund, is that even though there are issues that we can celebrate together, the gifts of the Reformation, the joy of the gospel that we can share today, we have to keep mindful that there are horrible things that have happened because of our inability to deal as theological questions, but they have led to enormous amount of hatred, violence, human suffering in Europe and beyond. And we need to learn from that history. We can't say that that didn't take place, but we need to be able to grow from that and learn from that history, remembering the suffering, but being able to concentrate on the healing of our churches, our relationships, and of the world.
A lot of people see ecumenism as something for the scholars and specialists like yourselves. Why should ordinary people in the pews be concerned about this event?
I think it's for the ecumenists to be concerned also about the real questions of the ordinary people in the pews. And I can see that in our ecumenical specialist dialogues, we have become more and more sensitive for those expectations, the challenges that the members of our churches are having in the local level, the inability to break the bread and share the wine, for example. And these are the issues that we need to to face as theologians and discuss as theologians. So I think it's for the ordinary people to feel comfortable that these are the issues that we are willing to address. But it's also for the process in the level of the global Christian communions that do have wider influence for the world. And I already mentioned the healing. It's not just the healing of our relationships, but we together we are stronger to serve the world, particularly at these times of fragmentation. It's even more important than ever that we come together. And that's a concern, both on the global but in the local level as well.